I'm very excited after the trip. And then looking in the Nikan Family Magazine, seeing a lot of people that are up near the top of everything. So I'm totally stoked out, ready to rock and roll.
Serves you right.
Cool. Michelle sent that email out for us.
Appreciate it.
Good to Michelle.
We got the old guard coming on here. So what we're looking forward to is getting our whole team on here, and I'm just checking to see, do we have Gina or Rick tonight? Not so far, so we'll keep working. I wanted to give you a couple of heads-up notes. We're working on our last month of the quarter. And actually, within 2 weeks, we'll be running the quarterly event. And that'll be on the 12th, I think, here in Spokane. And we're working on getting that thing to be a humdinger. Tonight, we want to coordinate some of the structure. We want to coordinate what we're all working for and to give some people credit for doing what we do. This is a group of people that have come together to start the process of becoming a nationwide and worldwide team, and we are training people from up through the ranks of Nikan. Realize that folks who come into Nikan, as we talked about last week, there are designated levels of commitment or levels of desire. In the first couple, they're just about buying products. The third one is to make a few dollars a month, a few hundred dollars a month. The fourth one is to become to replace your current income, and the fifth one is to become essentially a powerhouse worldwide leader. And this group are those in that fifth category who want to really take the world by storm and work together to get that done. I have some tremendous fresh new perspective after my long trip out Midwest, so we'll talk about some of that this week. And during the course of this, we're going to be asking people, how did you do on the skills acquisition that we asked you to do over the course of the week? All of those who are in the listening gallery, that's a section where people will be listening in, comparing notes, and seeing how they're doing with the active people on the call. And when we get to the end of this run, we'll be starting a new call at the end of the month, that would be September. And in September, then, we'll be gathering a whole new team of nine. Some may be repeats. Some may be brand new people who are coming to Nikan. We'll also be unveiling a Midwest section. And hopefully, without too much delay, we'll be adding a back east section. And that way, we can hit people in their own time zone. So without further ado, I'm going to ask one more time, are Rick and Gina available tonight?
Yes.
Rick Scharf. Yes.
Rick Scharf, good to have you. Gina's here to give us our roll call. But as we get ready to do that, I wanted to show you all something that just came out in Nikan. Now, Nikan's got a section called Recognition on your homepage. So let's see if I can find something from that recognition group. And oh, by gum, there's Rick and Gina's picture. So as Gina reads this off, they are winners of the Power Launch Bonus. So this is their testimony on that. So, Gina, let her rip. Let's see what our volumes are and our people who are here and what have they done for the week.
Wow, you learn something new every day, don't you? I didn't know that was there. Gee, I feel like a celebrity. Okay. Gosh, well, I am so excited this week, you guys. But we'll get started with roll call, and I want to say that Mike and Teresa Budvison called in. Teresa's actually got two ABCs going tonight, and Mike had to pick up a sister at the airport, so he may pop in on the call, but they are, gosh, can you believe it? They're complete plus four again for the Royal Ambassadors. Those guys are just hot at it, let me tell you. So, but I'll tell you what, Tina's not far behind them. Let's see. Tina, are you on the call?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
how
here.
How are you doing? Are we complete yet?
I'm here and I'm trying to connect.
Okay. Okay.
We have another person who seems to be having some difficulty. That was Debbie. Debbie, were you able
I've got it clear through, but it won't let me join.
All right. And let's just take a moment to see if we can clear it up. Has anyone else had difficulty getting in on the web portion of our call tonight?
No.
Okay, then let me ask this. Tina, what are you seeing on your screen that's different than normal right now?
I'm seeing join meeting, but I'm on the family computer, PC, I'm my little one. What should I do, David? David's here to help me. I did all this.
We'll go ahead and carry through with the audio portion, and for some you'll have that distinction of being able to use the video. If not, we'll just go without that tonight, and we'll clean those up as time goes by, so each of you with new computers or different computers that you're working on will help you to get past those stumbling blocks. So go ahead with the roll call.
Okay. Well, let's go to Jenny and Tyler.
Incomplete.
Okay. Okay, and let's go back to Tina.
Oh, I guess I'm an incomplete. I don't know that count up. I'm missing one, even though I slid in.
That's all right. The four you got made up for it. I can't tell you. I just have to brag on her a little bit. She's been up for, I don't know, 24 hours and probably did the four best ABCs today. We did three-way calls that I tell you, Jerry, I don't know what's in this woman, but we got to tap into some of it. She is just lighting everybody's fire wherever she goes and leaving a trail behind her that I just hope I have enough Siaga and Greenzymes and energized water to keep myself charged to keep up with her.
Stop.
Wait, I know she's on my team. I love to brag, but god darn it, she is really going after this, you guys, and I think it's just her passion. People feel it and sense it right through the phone. I'm telling you, they're just, you know, everybody wants to either sign up, come to a meeting. We got a lady back in Colorado already making her list off the first phone call. So I don't know, but this is exploding, Jerry. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go on to the next team, the A team. I know Corinne is on the road currently traveling to back to Arizona, so I'm not sure. Are you with us tonight, Corinne?
She gave me a call earlier today. Corinne, if you're on mute, we're not hearing you. And I missed that call, so let's see where we got going here.
Tap in. She may be in an area without coverage, but she's on the road. But I'll tell you what, I told her last night she had an ABC set up with Rick today, and I said, you know, this could be just the one that's going to leave you behind, you know, to grow and develop a team here in Spokane while you're moving on to Arizona. And with that one little ABC meeting Rick did with this guy tonight, he wants to sign up Wednesday and said he knows tons of people and he wants to get going. He's already got his strategy session meeting planned for this weekend to launch his business. So I know he's got that one. And that's all under Tina as well. So, all right, moving on. Rick, I know you probably have lots to share too. Where are you at there, big guy, this week?
I have seven ABCs and one sign-up.
Oh, awesome. So you're complete plus two, it sounds like.
Yeah, complete plus two. So, yeah.
And, boy, we all know why, don't we now, guys? Everybody that went to the training out at Bruce Erickson, was that, like, the most dynamic business training we've been to in a while or what?
Yeah, that was dynamic. That was fabulous.
We're going to get a cap on that.
Got an awesome sponsor there, I'll tell you. But we got to tap into more of that, Rick. We need more of those, okay?
Well, that's the plan, to do it on a regular basis. I actually went out today and secured a bigger meeting room for Coeur d'Alene and got a commitment that we can use it free.
Bigger than the hotel?
Wahoo.
Yep.
Well, that's good. When you have to have a bigger meeting venue.
Yeah, bigger vision.
They're planning for explosive growth already. I love it. They've got the end in mind,
yeah.
So way to go.
Yeah. We secured a Keller Williams real estate meeting room. They can put 70 agents in there. So it, and we'll need something bigger than that at some point, but it's kind of
fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. All right, Dean and Debbie, how are you guys tonight?
We're complete.
You're complete?
Yeah.
Awesome. Way to go, guys. I know you guys probably had fun over there in Coeur d'Alene this weekend, so.
Yeah, that was really good.
Working that, so that's good. Okay, all right, that completes the A team. We haven't heard from Corinne, but we'll go on to Freedom Builders. LaVon, are you with us?
I'm with you.
How
I
you
am
doing,
complete plus two.
Complete plus two? Way to go. All right, and Kathy?
We are complete plus 19.
Wow.
Holy cow.
It's actually more, but the only ones I'm counting, because we went to Coeur d'Alene, the only ones I'm counting is the ones that people gave me their phone number and their name and let me call them back.
Oh.
We did more ABCs, but if they didn't let me write their name down, I didn't count it.
Did you have a good time?
I had a wonderful time.
Did it expand your vision?
Yes. We just, Randy did great job. I mean, he got into it, he had fun, and it was wonderful. It was really exciting. So
tell us about where were you and what did you do?
We were at the street fair in Coeur d'Alene.
Cool.
And we worked with Dave.
Dave Klaus.
Oh, Dave Klaus, okay.
Yeah. And so we worked with him in the booth Friday, all day, most of the day Friday from 10 to 5:30, and then from 10 to 2:30 on Saturday. And we just met tons of people and brought them in and did water demonstrations and the magnet, you know, the shoe insert, you know, the mag step demonstrations. We did those to a ton of people and visited with people and handed out CDs and paperwork. But the ones that would let me write their name down and get their phone number, those are the ones that I counted for tonight. I mean, we did a ton, but I just counted the ones that they let us write stuff down and call them back.
That is so cool. That is awesome.
Looking forward to follow up on that one.
Yeah, I've been calling tonight, so far I've had some good responses, so.
Awesome, Kathy. Way to go. Okay. Cheryl,
oh, and I forgot. I had one sign up this week, too. Sorry.
Oh, all right,
good. Very good. Well, you're going to be busy with all that follow-up. Okay. Cheryl, are you with us tonight? We can't hear you if you are. Okay, I guess Cheryl's not with us tonight. Well, let's see. It looks like the the Freedom Builders are going to take it tonight, Jerry, with 5, 10, 12, 22,
31. Whoa. Wahoo! First time those guys have won this thing.
Way to go, guys.
Hey, at the Wellness Preview, we should bring out Chucky now, huh? And at the Wellness Preview every week, we should just give out Chucky for them to hold on till the next Wellness Preview.
Yeah.
Chucky's the rubber chicken. You want to hear him? He'll be on later on the call.
That is funny.
Okay, lots of good stuff. I would like to first get started with a recap of what you all got for your experiences at Bruce Erickson's event, which was a leadership meeting or a getting started meeting, or what was the general venue and what were some of those. And then Rick, I want you to come on next and talk about where you stand in terms of finishing out that silver run. Did it work, all that? We don't know. We'll keep ourselves in suspense here for a minute. But let's talk about Bruce's event first. So what was the general venue? Was it a beginner's training?
This is Gina, and I don't know if you want to hear from me, but I just want to say it was just really dynamic. I took 4 pages of notes, and I think just because he gave such hands-on training, he really simplified things and brought us back to just the core of NECAN and what it's really all about and what our real true purpose is and what business we're really in and how to do it. You know, like you said, we're in the prospecting business. That's the business we're in. And if we're just looking for people who are hurting, then we should expect to have a hurting business. And I can't say it any plainer than that because I know we all do that. We all go out and look for people that are hurting. But he said it so well when he said that when you I typed some things up. When you look for people who hurt, you know, you're going to have a hurting business, but if you're looking for business builders, that the people that want the products are going to come along anyway. You're going to find them, and you know, you'll find the hurting people along the way to building a large organization. So I really like that, and it really helped me to refocus on what my vision is. And the other piece I want to say, you guys, that was huge out of that. When he had everybody stand up, and Jerry, you've probably seen this, he said it's been done at a Team Diamond event before where he had everybody in the room stand up, and then he asked everybody to sit down who was not doing three-way calls on a consistent basis every day. And guess who the people that were standing at Team Diamond event? It were all the upper, you know, Platinums, Diamonds, Royal Diamonds. So you have to wonder why, you know, why would somebody like Jerry White do a three-way call? Why would somebody like Dave Johnson do a three-way call? You know, these guys are our mentors. These are our leaders. We want to do it. We want to follow them. So if they think it's important enough to do a three-way call, I think we should look at that and analyze that and reap from that. And so these people are getting to these upper ranks because they are using third-party validation. And they're tapping into, and they're not just doing it once or twice. You know, like you said, take them around, introduce them to several people, expose them to as many people about NECAN as you can, and get them through the process in 7 days. Isn't that fantastic? It should only take you 7 days to get somebody fully informed and through the process to make a decision. So,
Rick, what would you point on that?
One of my favorite things was the thing Bruce calls the Wheel of Fortune. And he takes this wheel and he puts it on and then he divides it up in a pie and all of the components to the process. And then he says, our job is to fully educate and their job is to decide. But he said, don't shortcut the process or you'll shortcut your results. So there's a plan and he calls it the Wheel of Fortune. And it's so simple, you know, and all of the things that have to happen in the Wheel of Fortune. But then he comes back and he said, and they don't have to happen in any specific order, but they do have to happen. And, you know, he has just followed the Wheel of Fortune. And, you know, that's three ways, getting them to the previews, you know, all of the things, and never leaving home without your tools, always having something you could do a demo with, and making it so simple that people can see what you're doing, they can duplicate. And, you know, then he talked about at the end how important doing a rollout is and, you know, showing people how much we care about them. Anyway, there was tons of cool stuff. I took 4 or 5 pages of notes also. But the essence was the real focal point, Jerry, was this thing called the Wheel of Fortune. And I don't know where he got it, but that's what he uses. And, you know, how to get people started on the Wheel of Fortune.
Well, that's a great way to put it. And we all know that in order to become fully informed, people have to experience different parts of NECAN. And in the Wheel of Fortune, that's something they can put together in their heads and see a visual and understand those pieces and help other folks go through that wheel. If that's all you do, they will either get the story or they won't, and do it in 7 days, and that creates the momentum. Anybody else have a perspective on Bruce's meeting?
He was talking about his wife, and he was talking about, well, the team in general, that we have to really have the momentum when we start a business. And he says you can't build a business slow. When you decide to build it, you've got to do it fast. And his wife said, she had likened it to, if you want to make spaghetti, you don't throw one in one noodle at a time.
They do have metaphors that stick in your head. That's great.
Well, the one I liked is he said the most expensive mistake that you will make is not asking.
Yeah.
And I love that. You know, we sometimes fret and worry when we get in front of people whether we should ask. And he said that's the most expensive mistake you'll ever make.
Great point. So how many people want to go to the next one?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now this is really reiterating, and I love what Gina was saying about this, is that if we continue to reiterate the simple and the simplicity, we will continue to do those simple things over and over again. If we reiterate the complex, we do the complex, and the simple is really all that's necessary. Anybody have one last comment? Okay, what I'd like to do, go ahead. You got it. You got the floor.
I liked it because it really helped me get things settled in my mind, the process of when you, he outlined the first thing you have to do is give them a product experience. Then you have to follow up, and he said always when you do that follow-up call, and the product experience could be, you know, one of the muscle testings, or it could be handing them a CD and you ask, you know, what are you more prone to do, listen or in 24 hours listen or watch or whatever. He said when you follow up, always follow up with someone and make that your ABC, because he said that, he even said that the guy that really did something really fabulous for him, he liked him, but he didn't respect him as a business person. But if you, that's what the leverage is, if you have someone that people don't know and you can build them up, then they automatically respect them because they really don't know them and you built them up. So they respect them and they're more than likely to do what they say. So that was a really good tip for me. That's something I can go by.
Fabulous. That was a great thing for us to have at our disposal this last week. We talked some about the Coeur d'Alene Street Fair, and those are always out there and available to do. And one of the themes of our call this time around is a thought from Terry Latham that said, if you want to be successful in NECAN, keep your name and your face in the NECAN Family Magazine. So each time that we get together, I want to review when we get a NECAN Family Magazine every month, some of the things that occurred. Now, I know that all of you don't have this available, and I don't have it. I was trying to find it so that I could put it up on the screen like I did Rick and Gina's here. But on page number 7, under Brand New Golds, were Vladimir and Nadia Liliuk. Now, that is a name that you're going to want to become familiar with. These are the folks that I went out to visit in Minneapolis last week. Now, these folks had seen NECAN only through Andre and Marina from our group here, went out there for about 3 or 4 days. And what they did as a family, their teenager, or their 20-year-old daughter, who's a mother of one, married for 2 years now, their culture, they generally marry younger, all three, mother, father, and daughter, she's the interpreter, and mom is the presenter and presents very, very well. She was a nurse in Russia before they came over. Dad's a tile setter, and what they have done together has been nothing short of amazing. They went gold and highlighted in the NECAN Family Magazine, but if we turn back over a couple of pages to some of the awards, they had Sergey and Ludmila Liliuk that went silvers. They had Larissa. I'm turning Russian, that's why. And they had Russa Mikhailyuk, who went silver. They had Sergey and Galina Shirakova, who was, Galina was one of my translators in my trip back there. We also, and then we had one from Spokane area, Sherry Kumont, who went silver during the last, during this last magazine as well. Then we go over to the Nikan honors on the top 10 achievers. These were for February, March, and April. And in February, we had, Doug and Jan Davis from Spokane, Washington were in the top 10 achievers. In March, we had Larissa Naditko, who was from Puyallup, and she is actually a sister to the Lelyuks, was number 3 in overall volume in Nikan. And then her brother, who is now the new gold, Vladimir, was number 5 in Nikan overall during March. And then during April, you notice how they have a lag before they put these in. We have Vladimir and Lily, Nadia had gone number 3 in overall volume in Nikan North America. Then we turn the page over and we want to find out who is really in the, their names in the book. Well, we got Sergey and Ludmila Lelyuk. You're starting to get that name here? And they're actually from Shakopee, Minnesota. And I went up to Shakopee, Minnesota, and I had a room full of people up there. I'll give you just a quick overview of that here in just a moment. New 21 clubs nationwide. There were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Out of those 10, 3 were in our group and some were in the country. Ivan Litvinenko and his sister Kathy and their sponsor, Oksana. They had all completed 21 clubs. And then we had Olga. Was a brand new Olga Kazakov, or Kazakov, was a brand new, what was that here, Paragon Award winner. And we're going to check with these folks because they did not realize that you can get cash awards for the Paragon Award. And yet, as we go one more couple turns the page here, the Power Launch Bonus winners, March of 2009, Larissa won one of those from over in Puyallup. Rick and Gina got a power launch bonus in, of a couple of $100 in March. Then in April, Yelena, who is absolutely an amazing person I met in Wheaton, Illinois. Then we get to the top 10 Ignite 6 achievers in North America during the Ignite 6 competition. Wouldn't you know it, that Vladimir and Nadia Lelyuk from Prior Lake, Minnesota were number 2. Now, number 1 was $115,000 in volume. These guys were number 2 in the nation with $113,257. They were only only $1,600 from being number 1 in the country with $113,000. Number 6 was his sister, Larissa Naditko from Puyallup. So all of this stuff is going to be, then up on the Ignite 3, these are people who came in halfway through that contest. They were sponsored in, so they couldn't even make the bigger one. Out of 6 people highlighted in North America, Olga Sherba from Carol Stream, and I was there as well. She was number 2, and number 5 was Larissa Mikhailyuk from Roseville, California, so that's in the Sacramento area. And then finally, interestingly, anybody recognize the name of Anna Florianovich here in Spokane? That's actually under Sherry Kumont. It's not under their group. But if all of those people who have only seen Nikan once, here's what they did. It was just remarkable. I would go to all these different cities, and they started out by the first thing they did was they had somebody in the family who could read English, read their distributor kit, including their policies and procedures manual. That became the spokesperson for the group. They would answer questions when people called in. They would read it in English and interpret for those who were Russians who couldn't speak or read English. The second thing they were doing, one of the girls, this 20-year-old, I'll bring her on the call next week or the week after. She is absolutely amazing in what she has to do. She has helped her in-laws' parents build to gold, and her parents build nearly to platinum, while she's building her own group. She's gone silver, and she's been in the top five volumes in North America. She's 20 years old with a brand new baby. She's about a year old. Got married at 18, and you'd swear she's 45. What she also did was to go through immediately and read every word on the resource CD and print the sections she thought would be useful resource materials. And then what her dad, Vladimir, would do was begin to start to do wellness previews around the area with his wife being the presenter. When they went to, we started on our trip in, I keep forgetting this place. It's where the Mall of America is. It's, Minneapolis. So we started in Minneapolis. I flew into Minneapolis, and they had a group meeting that night. A group of people, Russian-speaking, just hungry to hear what their upline had to say. What we did then was did a presentation. They brought some American-speaking people because they had trouble sponsoring them, and we had a regular wellness preview. Got up in the morning and did a training there for some of the leaders in terms of how to work together as a team, and hopped in the car and headed for Indiana. When we got to Indiana, we were in a Mennonite community, some of the most wonderful, loving people you ever saw, and there were about 16 people in the room. It was a house. Did a wellness preview there. They stayed well into the evening. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new signups during that evening. Hopped back in the car and headed back, so that it was Saturday morning in Minneapolis. We pulled off a 9-to-12 training. And I love, they have one fellow on their team that the group jokingly says, all he really wants to do is to learn the technical sides of things, and he doesn't seem to have much success in building a large business. Guess what they call him? I love this. They call him, I got to remember now, they call him Academic Millennium. And they love him to death, but they just see that what he's trying to do is study himself into the wall, and when he talks to people, people can't imagine themselves studying the science so much. So I heard a couple people say, is Academic here this morning? So wouldn't you like to have that for a nickname? So then that night...
Jerry, that's what we call you.
I know. I was very convicted over the whole thing. Academic Melanian, you'll all have to meet him sometime. And hopefully he will have a successful business. But for right now, he's got a single candle. And I kind of imagine this guy working for Ebenezer Scrooge, and he's got a single candle and one lump of coal, and he's in the corner studying. Then in very, very passionate people, very professional group of people, then we hopped in the car and we took off for Chicago. Got to Chicago, and it was predominantly professional people there at Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois. Began to start to meet with some of the faculty members of Wheaton College, and lo and behold, there was a couple there that was runners. And they were obvious runners, you know, the small people with light bone frames and in their 40s, husband and wife team. And they really got the picture, wanted to sign up right there on the spot. He gave me his card, and he said, isn't it a small world? He happens to be the head administrator of Shriners Hospital Chicago. So he joined the team there. that group has grown to a group of physicians in Toronto. And again, when we got to Chicago and when we got to Indiana, each of these families knew they had to do it, so they dug into the equipment and they just did it. They took one video of each other doing a presentation, went home and studied it, and did their wellness previews off the video using a general format of the Nikan flip chart that came in their box because that's all they knew. Then we drove from Chicago that night to, or the next morning, we went to, it was, St. Louis. And so in St. Louis, I met some of the most regal professional people of the whole trip. They had the greatest passion, these three sisters that were there, because one of the sisters, a couple of months ago, I got a call from our young 20-year-old Yulia, and she said, I've got this one lady with breast cancer. She's in stage four. She has three little kids, and it looks very, very poor in the prognosis. What can we do? My recommendation to her was to take 6 to 8 of the body or the immunities and 4 lactoferrin a day and increase the water intake and be on the mattress and the comforter. And within 3 weeks, she was tumor-free. So you can imagine how excited this lady and her sisters were. Powerful. They took it to the Jewish Community Center, and there were 32 rickety old people there and about 18 people from the Turkish community that showed up and 5 what they call Americans, all of them incredibly passionate about getting started in Nikan. Here's the interesting part. In St. Louis, they had tried to find other Nikan distributors, and they could not find a single other Nikan distributor. In their searches through Nikan and the headquarters, anywhere in Missouri. So, that was a long section of our call tonight, but do you all get the sense that if you want to, and I suspect there are people in this group right now, there is particularly 3 teams in this group that are on track to be growing to those kinds of volumes and numbers. And did you notice that the numbers and the people that we're talking about represent sometimes 25% of all the people achieving awards in Nikan North America? That's how close you all are to making this thing explode. So I thought I'd bring that up to you. Anyone else have some things that were really positive and working for you this week?
Jerry, could you repeat that?
Yeah. Does anyone else have anything that's positive and working well for you this week?
Go ahead.
Is that you, Rick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, for me, it was, I had taken some, you know, some CDs and stuff, and I just determined that I was going to find those people, even in 2 minutes, because one of the ladies, I couldn't find her name, I've got to keep looking for it, but she was willing to, she was drinking out of this gallon container. We were in Denver. Or Boulder, it was either Boulder or Denver, and she was one of the ushers, and she was drinking out this gallon thing, and I just started a conversation right as I was kind of walking by her, and that I, you know, about her water, so I said, well, I'm in this business, and blah, 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 and she gave me her number and everything, so and then a couple of other people, I had like 4 people at that period of time, and I just had it in my heart, I determined that was going to happen, and it so that was a good tool for me, that I'm listening to all you guys and being really inspired by it and just going with it.
Awesome. Okay, Rick?
Hey, J, Jerry, I wanted to share something. And, you know, Bruce said it should take 7 days to get somebody through the process. The guy that I signed up this week, it took me 7 months, and I wanted to share.
Very good.
That process, it started in January, and I just started taking stuff by, did a couple of demos, and, you know, I'd go by his work, and he wouldn't be there. I'd leave a CD. I'd put my card and information on his car. And Bruce said, you just keep gripping on the guy. And lo and behold, the guy called me last week, and he said, I'm ready. And I set up the appointment to go do, you know, spend an hour with Bruce Erickson out at Bruce's home, and Bruce did a fabulous job, him and Nancy, of introducing him to the business. And he left there with a vision of what he wanted to do and was sick of his job and said, I'm ready to do this. And, you know, to me, it was a testament of just persevering with someone. And it was very cool to get that phone call from him. And I just didn't give up.
Hey, Rick,
would have
been one that said, damn, I was hoping this wouldn't work?
No, that was one of my other guys.
Oh.
And he hasn't signed up yet, but he will. So,
Rick, you were in the hunt for silver. How did it go?
We'll be there this month. I've got Mike that's going to come on. It's probably going to be my next senior. He's committed to that. And we're, I think, about $4,500 away on sitting on the 1st of August. So we'll have it.
What are some of the things that you've learned in this process of developing the steam required to go to silver? And what would you recommend to your brand new team as they turn their sights on going silver? Are some of the key hallmark points?
Jerry, that's a great question, and there's several things. And I would say, number one is stay plugged in. You know, it's great to take people to meetings, but one of the things I found is no matter how tired I am or how dogged I feel or how long the day has been or how many miles on the road, I get plugged in, whether that's to a preview online or with somebody. I call my upline 6 days a week, and I report in. That's huge. No matter where he is, I mean, we're 99% that I call Bruce every day. And then I just, I don't give up. And then you've heard me say it time and time again, without fail, 7 days a week, I get up in the morning and I write it down, what I'm going to do, all of the things I need to accomplish, and then my action plan for the day to get it done, the number of people I need to see. Do I always succeed? No, but I get up the next day and I do it. I just do it over and over and over, and I tell myself I will not be denied. And I'm 100% mentally in the game. And, you know, some, my wife thinks I'm crazy, you know, why I can't get this bug out of me, but I'm committed. So I don't know, Jerry, and then, you know, the thing that you're doing here, keeping me on track, is huge. And just the support that you get from the people around you and the people you associate with fuels that fire. You're not alone. And that is reassuring. You know, the encouragement I get from people, from Dave Johnson and you and Bruce and LaVon and the Bud Larsons and all of this team, how do you not succeed?
Excellent stuff. I do want to give one statement, and then I want to break into talking about our books and CDs, and that's what each one of you can parlay information back from that. And that statement is, I was reminded this last week of what it was like when I started. And I want to share this with you because the Russians, the Liliuk family, they asked me to say this in my presentations. They said, I want you to tell people that it is not easy. I want you to tell people it's some of the hardest work they will ever do. I want you to tell them the realities of how much we put into the efforts and how much we follow up, that there are times that we want to quit through the process. And tell them that there's going to be late nights and early mornings and there's going to be frustrations. But through it all, tell them that it is all worth it, beyond your wildest imagination. And as I began to start to think about the presentations that I do, I want to begin to start to implant that, because remember the admonition, and Gina was helping me with this afternoon. I believe it was Gina. It might have been Jan. But remember what Jim Rohn said? He said, don't ask that the job be easier. Ask that we become better. And what you're going to find is what I found is I went to each one of these communities where hundreds and hundreds of miles apart, where these new people were developing their own teams because they went to work with an understanding that it was going to be difficult. That if this was incredibly simple, there would be no opportunity left. People would have already made hundreds of billions personally if it was easy. But the plum remains to pick, and that the great memories and the tremendous growth and who we become is in the struggle and not in the triumph. So that's what I really want to honor in the people who chose to come on this call, and the way you chose to come on this call, was that you chose to put it up and go after it. So I'm honoring each of you in that effect. Now, let's go to our class assignment. And that was to read the final chapters, chapters 22 to 24, in Learning the Business One Story at a Time by Michael Klaus. And let's talk about that. What were your thoughts on those items? Number 22 was, if it's wealth you desire, the plan must first come first. 23 was, make this your best year ever. 8 simple steps to building a better life. And then finally, just to kind of prime your memories here, chapter 24 was the 5% formula, become a successful business builder. So anybody remember those and have any specific comments on them?
Jerry, it's Rick. One of my things was taking the time to dream. You know, nothing happens without a dream. You know, nothing, period. And that really struck me, you know, that all of us, everybody on this call has a dream. And you got to take time out of the day to think about that dream. And, you know, they talked about all the things we learned on humans being more. You know, the vision board and photoshopping yourself into your car and your house and your, I thought that was really cool. I haven't done that, and you know, you really have to get that vision in your brain every day.
So true.
Gary, this kind of goes with this. It was talking about, it says it's not the money that you count first, it's the plan, because it's the plan that enables you to count the money. And there again, if you don't have the plan, if you don't have that dream right in front of you, you can get sidetracked.
Well, that's so incredibly important, Debbie, because this is a business of compounding. And as I was driving down those many miles with Vladimir and trying to have our little translator between us, he was real stuck on one point, and that was that he couldn't really see that plan out there and the dream and those kinds of things. All he knew how to do was to work. But with that plan and sticking on that plan, it gives us a chance to be frugal and to be efficient with our time and spend the time on the things that become successful. The other part we were talking about there was a compounding, so that we live in a society today where we plant and we reap. And that's our belief. We've shortened it up. But if you think about planting and reaping, there's a longer segment in there, and that longer segment is the nurturing, the time in which there's compounding, where each of the cells divides, and each one of those divides, and each one of those divides. What we have is a population of people that they plant beans, and then they tap their foot six times and say, this is boring, I need to eat beans, and they pull up the beans and think they're having a harvest. And they all go to starve in the winter. What we're about here in this group is sustaining ourselves through the time when the nurturing has to occur, when the magic occurs, when God develops that cell division, when one leads to another, and another leads to another. If we keep that in mind and continue that vision and bring back ourselves to that vision over and over again, we will stay on track for it and make it happen. Very good. Anyone else?
It also said, believe in your future. You know, you got to believe it's going to happen, too.
That's a great one, and I remember one of the great network marketing teachers, Richard Brook, said, we don't get what we desire. We don't get what we dream for. We get what we expect. And so he said one great way to check that is to imagine, did you get what you desired this last year? Most people would say no. But if they look back on what they did get, it was fully what they expected. So it's that full-on expectation. Coming to that realization, because the expectation of, got it, I can nail that thing, it's so clear, I got it done, that is the be of the be, do, and have. That is the quintessential peak of all this. That's when you rock out. We got four or five people on this call now that are in that being state. And Corinne, you guys heard it a couple weeks ago. And Tina, They're in the game. They're just, you can't knock them off. It's just crazy right now where they are, and others want to come to that. How about the Perfect Business CD by Robert Kiyosaki? Any thoughts come from that?
Well, Jerry, what that does when you listen to it yourself or share it with somebody else, a lot of people know and respect him. And when he validates what you're saying about network marketing, I mean, this is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. This is the guy that knows how to get rich. And he's validating what we do as a viable, profitable, sure thing if you'll do the work.
It's all about doing the work. And being, if you got to be, or when you do the work, you'll be doing work for other people so that you think they'll get it. If you be it, like we just talked about, that it is in me. One of the people was just saying on my trip this week, someone had said to them that you get into Niken, but one day it'll get into you. And she said, I didn't sleep much more than 2 hours that night, but when I woke up that next morning, Niken was in me, and I took off. I just knew that it was in me. I became that Niken distributor, and then as a result of being that Niken distributor that was a gold, I just became a gold. I just got there. So that's the part that's just sort of going to be covered in our next book that we start reading next week, Think and Grow Rich, and we'll be reading chapters 1 through 4 in that. Anyone else on Robert Kiyosaki?
I like the... There was a couple things that I thought that were really good on there. He talked about the weak people needing the security and jobs, and that stronger people don't like to be told when they can take a break or go to the bathroom or eat lunch or how much they're going to be paid. And I thought that was really good because those people, there's some people that they just need that security and they're never... They can't get outside of that. They can't look at something else because of that, those factors that they're too afraid of that. And then one of the other things that I thought was really good was about how he talked about most people like to dream. They dream big, like whether it's to win $1 million or to have something, but they don't have a vehicle to ever get there. They're never, ever going to get there because they're not looking outside.
Rhonda?
You know, to get that. And so I thought that was really good, too.
Super. All right, then we did have one other piece in our homework assignment, and that was to make a list of benefits of buying your own osteodents. Who wants to throw in just a couple of pieces as we close here that you came up with that would help a person who's got a brand new person jumping in and they're saying, okay, I see the osteodents picture. I can fully get 5 retail customers that are ordered on a long-term basis. I could eventually do that. I might be 19 years old, but I could do that. And I could fully get 3 people who could do the same thing. Totally got that. Then I could have those people to learn to teach, but others to do the same thing. But what were the benefits to the new person of buying their own osteodents?
For me, I'm going to put in, this is Tina, I would say peace of mind, because I'm postmenopausal, and it's peace of mind to know that I'm taking care of my calcium in my bones and from my body. And that peace of mind, and that's really big, because then you don't have to wonder, you know, am I buying the right calcium? Am I doing this or that? And I have, and my sister, you know, is doing it too. That gives me peace of mind for her. And I think that once you tune into a really good product, that gives you peace of mind. And even the auto ship, then you know you've got it and you're going to be okay in that area, because that's a very real thing. Osteoporosis and losing bone mass and having everything go wrong in your body. So for me, I would say that's a really big thing, having